Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And that's what the other side wants to do to you with this digital great reset that's coming our way. It's all about enslavement. That's why all of Latin America and a lot of other countries are going gold-backed. They want nothing to do with the enslavement of digital. And neither do you. And they're going to control everything. And this gets into what you're going to need. There's starving people now around the world to get what they want. Food shortages are coming here. Do you have your storable food? Well, we've talked about the food enough here on this show. You know the particulars, 25-year shelf life, yada, yada, yada. No raise in prices, still got the sales going on. Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. And if you have food, you better darn well have water. And I'm the last remaining vendor in the United States and across the world for the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter, ranked number one according to the research. And they thought they ran out. They found some in the supply line, and they made a call to a third party and said, let's have Dave Hodges sell the what's left. And when it's gone, folks, it's gone. But you're going to need water filtration, particularly if Putin or friends take the grid down. You'll be scavenging for water, and the rule of thumb is one filter per family member with one backup. They, too, have not raised their prices. Go to waterwithdave.com. And then one more item. This will close out our sponsors for the show. Excuse me. You've heard me talk a lot about Noble Gold. I'm not just an advertiser for them. I'm a customer multiple times over. Now, gold, you'll ride a roller coaster in combination with what's going on with fiat currency. But at the end of the day, gold holds its value. Silver holds its value until they artificially repress it. But there comes the day of reckoning when it all evens out. Noble Gold has a variety of precious metals programs. What they'll do, they'll get you out of the bank. You should have 1 to 2 months operating capital, and you should be out of the bank, because whatever's in there, you should be prepared to lose, and you will get no warning. It'll happen on a Friday, and you'll wake up on a Monday, and everything in that bank will be gone. And the economic conditions are ripe. So I went to Noble Gold. I said, hey, am I diversified enough? And they were very polite and said, I think we can help you do a little better. So you can be helped, too. If you have a nest egg to protect, you don't have to be rich. But if you have a nest egg, you need to call them. 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Or if you just want them to send you electronic material, short little form to fill out, go to goldbeforelate.com. That's goldbeforelate.com. But you will have to follow up with them, because they're trained not to be pushy. So that's our sponsors. But I think you see we're preparing for the Great Reset, the great ripoff, the great enslavement of the world. Klaus Schwab, who's trained most of the world leaders now, even though he's facing rebellion with the gold-backed states. And we're going to be talking about this notion I'm presenting, which seems to be a little hopeless. No safe haven. And we have an old familiar guest on, Ronnie McMullen, and we're going to be talking about no safe havens. And with digital, there sure as hell ain't no safe haven. Ronnie, welcome to the show. It's always great to have you on.
Dave, how you doing, my friend?
I am doing wonderful, better than I deserve. For a man my age, I'm able to hit the gym and do great things. And for my age, I should say. I got to tell you, my upper body strength is probably, 60% of what it used to be. But it's okay, because I'm still working out. And I look at other men my age, Ronnie, and I'm in much better condition.
Well, I look at it, if you wake up, you're already on a good start.
There you are. There you are, my friend. That's right. And I got food on the table for the moment, but I also have my backup plan, because there is no safe haven. And you used that phrase on me in our pre-air discussion. Do you want to elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, I do. I've always kind of watched the financial end a lot. I'm good with numbers, and usually, not always, I'm usually good with money. And it's always, you know, when you see the world being weird and the occult is running the world, we think it's Biden, we think it's Putin, we think it's all these different leaders, and it's not. It's somebody very much above them, somebody we don't know. It's not Soros, it's not Gates. There's somebody in the background, or some buddies, plural, that are running this world and wanting to tank it, or wanting to control it, I should say. They don't really want to tank it, because they're money laundering. They have all their plans and all their wicked ways. So they really don't want to tank it, And I think what's taking place right now is the world is starting to tank because it's gotten out of hand. And the occult leaders know this, and they're very, very scared. So they think they're going to put a, you know, the Fed coin out, and they're going to control everything, and that is not going to work. Anytime you have rebellion on the other side, it's much like Star Wars. So it's going to be the dark side and the Force. So what we're seeing is, and I always thought this, I thought, well, look for where you can put money, and, you know, I was always a gold bug, and still am. I still think it's good to have gold and silver. The only problem with that is the weight, because you don't want to carry gold and silver stocks, because it's not going to work.
But no. If you can't,
you want to have the real thing.
If you can't hold it, you don't own it. That's my saying.
Exactly. So I've always been a gold bug, or I really tend more to silver. But because if gold ever let go to where it's supposed to go, it'd be probably sitting around $32.50 right now, right this second. And silver should be around 135 right now. But it's manipulated. And it's manipulated just like the fiat currency is manipulated. So I thought, I'll go into crypto. And crypto did very well for a while. It got hooked on people, buy this, you know, coins that didn't even have, they weren't even what I call working coins. And people would buy these coins and, you know, hope they're going to go up, basically just on speculation. And they did, but they've also dropped. We've lost just in the last week between 25 and 30% in the crypto market. That's a high dump for 1 week. And it's been dumping for weeks. So where's it going? And people, I get calls all the time, Dave. Where do we put our money? Where do we put our money? Crypto's tanking. Yes. Gold and silver is not holding. Yes. Cash in the bank. I'm scared. Stock market is crazy. So where do you put your money? And that's a good one. You know, some people even have reverted to muscle cars and, you know, things that are tangibles, things that you hold. Gold and silver is kind of like that because you have it. Crypto, you own it in a bank account kind of idea or an account number. But if they decide to tank the whole system, you don't own jack. At least with gold and silver, muscle cars, or certain things, they're tangible. You have it. Guns, ammo. But who wants to tote around a bunch of ammo? It's heavy. I'm too old for that.
No, I hear what you're saying, and you're making a very good point about no safe haven. But let me, so we can have a little back and forth here, let me play devil's advocate just a little bit, okay? And I don't even know if I'm believing in my devil's advocate position, but I just want to make sure we're getting all sides on the table. But with crypto, it's always been moody. And I'm actually going to jump into crypto when I think it's bottomed. And I'm not doing it as a permanent safe haven at all. Gold and silver will hold their own value over time. And that's why I don't even worry about that. Unless the world goes to hell in a handbasket, nothing is ever the same again. I don't see that changing. But here's why I'm going to use crypto, Ronnie. The digital that's coming, this government can do to you and me what Trudeau did to the convoy truckers and anyone who supported him. Just steal your bank account. Anything you own, we're just going to take it because we don't like what you did. You're doing disinfo and here's your fine. We're taking everything you own. And there are all of Latin America is going to go gold-backed, gold or silver-backed. And they're loosely aligning with Russia, not necessarily with Ukraine, but economically. Even Saudi Arabia, even China is doing some things with Russia. And so I'm looking at Latin American countries that, like expats, have stable banks, and I'm going to diversify my holdings here. It's not that I'm a wealthy man or anything, but I'm not going to let the government steal my money. I'd rather have five chances to be right than one chance to be right. So I'm going to move a lot of assets out of the country and then do some residencies in whatever countries I choose. And this is, I've actually been commissioned to do a story on our subscription TV service. They want me to do a series on this because I'm investigating this, and these people are paying me to investigate this. And so that's where I think the utility in crypto is. If crypto comes up, which it bottoms, it'll come up. I go into those banks and I haven't really risked my own base assets. Does that make sense?
Yes. Well, crypto, like right now, I think Bitcoin's sitting around, as we're doing this broadcast, somewhere around the 30,000 mark, give or take. And I look for Bitcoin to drop to about 21,000, which, you know, if you look at what 21,000 is, if it went to 18,000, that's still pretty awesome, because, you know, I remember getting in this year and about a year ago, it was like $9,000. So Ethereum's dropping, and we're going to see Ethereum probably hit around $1,200, $1,300. Cardano. There's a lot of rumor back. There is a workhorse of a coin. And the same with VeChain. So these are huge to have. And the way that I look at it is, right now, I still believe in the coins. So this is time. This is a sale buy. It's all on sale right now. And will it go down further? I have a feeling it's going to. We're probably going to see at least another 25%. But if you can hold on and, you know, maybe even sell some of it now, go down 25-30%, buy it back, and then it comes up in a year, year and a half, you've done very good. What coin's going to be they're talking about, and I don't know how true this is, it could be just rumor, that Cardano is going to be a part of the Fed coin. If that's true and you're holding Cardano, you're going to be a very wealthy person, because it's going to go through the roof.
Yeah.
They're talking about Cardano going as high as $10 the first round.
So wow.
If that's the case, and you're holding it right now, and I think it's sitting right in the 50, 60 cent range, you're gonna do very well.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm telling you, Ronnie, I'm finding some good deals in Latin America that blend together investment in a bank or buy a condo, and getting residency permits at various levels that can lead to citizenship. See, I've got two lines in the sand. I don't know how you feel about this government, but when you bring in digital, I think you have to have two lines in the sand. My Nazi escaped Germany ancestors actually had this strategy. One was get your money out of the country when you see warning signs, most of it, and just keep what you need to live on in domestically. And then number two was your political line in the sand, when you feel that you're in danger and you need to try to go. And hopefully you recognize the tea leaves soon enough. I think there are two lines in the sand that are coming for every American to make a decision.
I think you're right, too. For me, and this is just for me, I'm not disagreeing with you. It's not familiar for me to go to another country. I don't know how to do all of that. And so it's kind of like a mountain for me. Plus, I look at, for me, only for me, leaving the ship. And there's a lot of people here in America that are starting to wake up and smell the roses. They're starting to see what's going on with our government, which I hate even saying our government, because it's not. It's somebody else. So I think people are seeing, and if we all rise together in unity, we can beat this. But if we go in our own direction and we are disunified, then we're in trouble. And they know that. This is why when Katrina happened, they would send people like Wackenhut down there, shoot machine guns over people's heads, so they just literally break up in a million different ways and go different ways, instead of coming together using water, shelter, to get through the bad times. So they don't want any unity whatsoever. House divided cannot stand. That will always hold weight. And they want us divided. They want us to leave. They want us to split. They want us to whatever, give up. And, you know, I don't know, Dave. Maybe I'm crazy. I do believe the Creator's going to step in. Not to save America necessarily, but to save us. I mean, Putin's kind of lost his cookies. He's got cancer, so I think he sometimes has the idea that if I'm going to die, everybody's going to die. Boy, that's a low frequency. So
you get the feeling his recklessness is tied to his health condition?
Yes.
I can't say I disagree with you. It's a distinct possibility, because he's never been reckless before. In fact, in the past, I don't agree with the way he runs his country, but I've acknowledged the fact that he's been patient with some of our more dictatorial people that have run our government, like Obama.
Yes. And I just think that, you know, we get hopeless when our health goes. And I find it funny that he attacks the Ukraine. And the Ukraine, by the way, are no angels. But on the same token, he attacks the Ukraine, and all of a sudden cancer shows up in the books. And I think to myself, did he get cancer before the attack on Ukraine, or did he get after? And after would be almost like a payment plan, like you're going to attack Ukraine, which you shouldn't be doing, so now you've got cancer. And I feel it's time for the Creator to step in, because I think we've overstepped our boundaries, and I would say this about every country there is. I mean, Australia is really struggling right now. The occult is, you know, we always think that they are planning every little thing that's going on, and they're not. They're not planning every little thing. They're trying to get out of their mess. They're in a big mess right now. Inflation is huge. I mean, we have the interest rates up to 5.5%, which is still okay, but it's not slowing down. If you just go down the road, you're going to see houses everywhere, especially in Phoenix. It's just like the multi-build. Nobody's slowing down. Nobody's smart. And we're getting ready to approach worse than 2008. But everybody says, oh, those were different circumstances. And it's like, yes, they were, but still kind of the same and masked by different companies. So it's still going on. And I don't know, Dave. I think that this is a time that we really need to be praying. And I don't say that loosely. I say that praying in basically in the mind and the power of the heart, because we're going to need a miracle. I look for this thing to wind up hard, and by August, between August and October, we're going to be really hurting. I mean, they're even limiting dog food at Costco.
Oh, I know. We ran into that too. Exactly. People just don't know what's coming. You know, one of the things I see, you know, I live in northern Maricopa County, and we've enjoyed anonymity out here in terms of, you know, the city life. It's been great. But now they're building thousands of homes and coming my way. And you know what I think they're doing? Because these people have professional accountants that advise them. They know what's coming. I think they're just trying to get everything done so they can make their money before the collapse happens. What do you think?
I think that's a very good possibility, because there's a push, and usually there's a bonus payment if you go make your deadline, or before your deadline, there's a bonus. So I think it's very possible that you're telling the truth. Plus, they want everybody rounded up in the cities. They don't want people outside the cities. So right now, if they did that and they said you need to be in the cities, people would be what? So what you do is you make these nice houses and you make them look like how easy they are, because you're right next to shopping. It's very classy. People go, oh, and it's, you know, maybe solar. Which solar, that's an interesting thing. You have to be off the grid, hooked up to off the grid. And I realized this just a few days ago, because my power went out. And I have solar. But unfortunately, I'm hooked to APS. And when you're hooked to APS, they go out, you go out. Do they want you to have power? You have power. If they don't want you to have power, you won't have power. And they're going to use the power grid to manipulate people too, as well, especially in our area, Dave.
Amen to that. I'm going to tell you something that may surprise you. I don't know who your carrier is where you live in Arizona. For us, unfortunately, we don't get the good one, Salt River Project. We get Arizona People Stealing from Us, a.k.a. APS. And they're as corrupt, in my opinion, as the day is long. Yeah. And I have a neighbor that got his bill down to under $20 a month, and they go to his house and they told him, you can't go off the grid. We can force you to stay on it. Is that really true?
I don't know. I want to go off the grid, but boy, that's expensive to be off the grid. And a lot of batteries, you know, make out of, you have to have batteries, you have to be ready to, it's quite entailed. But I don't know if that's true or not. Probably not. If they're threatening that hard, they probably don't have a leg to stand on. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I don't think that the government can force you to buy a service.
No, I don't think so either. But APS is kind of too big for their britches.
Big time.
And the only people that back APS are people that work for APS because they pay pretty well. Yeah, especially in Arizona, they pay pretty well considering Arizona wages. So it seems like everything's pointing to a timeline that we're going to have a little bit of rough waters this summer, and by the start of fall, you better be buckled up.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And people say to me now, because, you know, we sell the storable food, as you heard, and people say, well, Dave, how much do you think I need? And I'm going to say, more than you can afford right now. Doug Casey, the famed economist, said it this way. He was being interviewed on Stansberry Research. Great interview. First of all, Doug called the ruling party the Bolsheviks, and I've been saying that about the Democrats for years, and he's right on the money. And then he said this. He said, you better have storable food, but I don't know if you can get the 4 to 5 years you might need. And so what I'm telling people is you really need 2 years of storable food, and you need to have seeds. And seeds generally have a life of about 5 years. And maybe that'll get us through until we have time to figure out how we're going to deal with this corruption.
Well, I'm not. That's one thing where I'm at in a different aspect, and I could be really wrong. This is going to wind up, and it's going to start somewhere in the August, September range, maybe start as late as November. But I don't think it's going to go 5 years, Dave. I just don't. I mean, it could. It could. But the one thing they're using that we need to realize they're using, and we need to grasp this in our mind if we're going to survive this tidal wave, and that's the fact of fear. They want you to fear no food. They want you to fear no this, no that, no, no. It's all no's. Just like you can't pull away from APS. No, no, no. They use the no syndrome so that we go, oh, we're screwed. We can't have this. You won't have any money. You won't have this. Are the banks going to close? Yes.
Yes.
Are they reopen? Yes, they're going to reopen. And they're going to be crypto. But which crypto? Are they going to be all the bazillion, 2, 3, 4, 5,000, 10,000 coins we have right now? No, they're going to be hand-picked. And that could even be Bitcoin. Because the people that buy Bitcoin and say right now, that's the safe haven, if you look at who they are, they got more money they know what to do with. So we're getting ready for a financial, and everything's going to change. You're going to see, again, more millionaires, and you're going to see a lot more poor people. And it's all going to happen. But 5 years, I don't think, is going to happen. That's my opinion. That's not, I think we're going to see between 12 and 18 months. And let me tell you something. You have to think about this. And I used to say this. Gold and silver is wonderful. I'm not coming against it in any way, shape, or form. I think that's probably one of your better hedge bets is to have gold and silver, preferably more silver, because you can't trade a chicken for a gold piece. That chicken would be a lot of money, whereas silver piece is a different ball game. So gold and silver is good, but if you have nothing to eat, how do you get your gold and silver around? So food will be number one. Water actually will be more number one, then probably food will be number two. And you need, you know, like a well. Let's go back. I just lost my power. I'm on a well. I realized all of a sudden, hey, we have no power, son of a gun. And I realized something else. I have no water. So these are things that we need. And you say, oh, that's fine. We can beat that with a generator. You're right. But you better have a certain kind of generator. And propane only lasts so long. Gas is built to go bad in 30 days. Diesel, I'm not sure. I think it has a longer shelf life than 30 days, but not much longer. And they've done this on purpose. They've done it on purpose so that you basically can't store gasoline to run your generators, to run your water. They want you destitute. So the only thing you that would be that is to make sure you have a holding power, have a tank with holding power. So they've kind of figured out all the corners. I mean, they have executive orders that were signed during the Clinton era that basically they can take away your tractors. Why would you take away tractors in bad times? Because you don't want farming going on. This is why Bill Gates is buying property.
Yeah, and China. They're the two biggest owners now of farmland in America.
Yes. And why? Because you control somebody's stomach, you control them. Yeah. And this is where we have to get smart. So I've kind of gone down a road where I'm investing in plants, I'm investing in plant food, and all that kind of stuff, because I think that's where it's at. And if you look at the grid, you might say, homeowners with their home gardens is becoming a huge, huge deal. Huge deal. And some people say, well, I don't want to grow it. I'll just go to the store. Well, you better look at the stores right now, because the stores are probably 40% capacity. And where's the rest of the stuff? Oh, there's supply chain. I think the supply chain thing is, and look at our processing plants. I think, what is it now, 13 burnt to the ground? That's going to change prices.
Yeah. I'm laughing, but the logic is so simple, but it's right on the money. I couldn't agree with you more, Ronnie. And the repression, and a general ideological concept, the repression we're going through, and it's going to get a lot worse. Yeah. It will cause things to come out sideways in ways that the prevailing party will not be able to control.
Well, this is the thing, is the party that's controlling everything right now think they're in control, and that's probably the worst place to be, is when you think you're in control. Not when you're trying to control it, but when you think you've got it all set up and it's all done and all the I's are dotted and all the T's are crossed and you're ready to go. That's the scary point. You do not know what's coming up. And then if we go into the divine, we go into the creator, and he steps in, and I say he, kind of not trying to be a certain way, but
I hear you. I know what you're saying. You're being appropriate.
Yeah, so, you know, if the energy steps in and changes things, and it will, and that could happen with weather. I mean, we're not even talking about different things that are happening in the sky and things that are happening, you know, downstairs and changing our health system. But just the fact that coming together and seeing the weather change is going to be a jaw-dropping experience. And that's from, I mean, obviously there's some modified weather going on, but let's just talk about the fact that what if it's not modified? What if it is just our weather fighting? Mother Nature said, I'm sick of this. You're not doing this anymore. So we might have winds of 150 to 200 miles an hour in the Midwest. Unheard of, never happened. We might have an F7 tornado. Unheard of, never happened. And I can go down the list. Is this going to happen? Is this going to help change our world? Because this will take the people that think they're in control and put them into a small puny seat and say, you control nothing.
Well, that's what they want to do. I mean, that old saying by Klaus Schwab, you'll own nothing and be happy.
Yeah, but they're going to be a part of that, because if wherever their little underground bunker is and there happens to be a massive 9.7 earthquake, that bunker ain't going to be worth a squat.
That's true. Hey, we're going through here in the Southwest terrible, terrible drought. That's threatening several states for water. I mean, California is really in a crisis right now. Arizona's approaching it. And New Mexico, Colorado, Nevada, all will be part of this. Do you think this is Project HARP, moving weather patterns, moving the ionosphere to induce these droughts?
Yes. Has been for years. Yes.
Sorry for asking an obvious question.
Yeah, Dave, what's with you?
No. I know, but, you know, I know the technology exists. Nick Begich did great work on this in the 90s, yes, where he printed all the patents for Project HARP that did just what we're describing.
And there's more than just Alaska. We've always been told that the HARP system's in Alaska, but there's two or three different other places. So yes, this is a real deal, and it also goes into controlling people's thoughts. And we, you know, I just say this instead of going down that rabbit trail: read his books. Angels don't play this. Don't play the harp.
Yeah, and that's right. Yeah, good memory.
It's a wonderful book. But he also has Controlling the Mind is another book that will just actually be a jaw dropper, and it goes along with the harp system as well. Nick's a friend of mine, and I talked to him, you know, a few months ago and said, are you still doing interviews on this stuff? No, Ronnie, it's really terrible. I want to do stuff that's positive. And I said, yeah, me too, brother, me too. So it's so dark, this information, and people are probably going to track to it because I said this, but it's so dark that even when you're the one that's kind of promoted to bring this information out to the people, you realize, what's the gain? What's the gain? Because the harp system does this, that does that, does this, the ionosphere changes. What's the gain? You know? What's the gain of corruption? What's the gain? And this is where, talk about we need to be in mind cleansing products. We need to be cleansing our mind. And we don't think it's real. You know, we're like, oh, this can't be happening. And this is the thing with what's going on in our air right now. You know, you find it in the morning, it's nice and sunny, especially here in Arizona. In the morning, it's beautiful, it's nice and sunny. And by nightfall, it looks like a foggy day on the beach. And you say, what caused this? And if you do your research, you'll see what causes it. And you'll see, oh, now I know why we're sick, because it's tied in with other things. And I'm trying to be very careful with my words.
You don't have to be.
I don't have to be?
There's no censorship here.
Oh, well, then let's talk about geoengineering. Chemistry.
Oh, yes. All right. No, I know that when we used to do things that would go up on a certain tube, we had to be careful about, well, you can't talk about the forbidden fruits here that they say you can't talk about. But no, this goes out to our three radio networks, our flagship station, and our podcast services. And, you know, I own the platform on podcast, so to hell with them.
Let's talk about it, buddy. I'm dying. Yeah, chemical trails. And they are chemical trails. People say, oh, no, that's not true. Just look at them when they're dropped and look at them in the sun, and all of a sudden they have this rainbow color. It's as real as day. And I think the pharmaceutical companies are hugely connected into this because it makes you sick. And we always think of just us. Unfortunately, the human mind is always about ourselves, only about ourselves. We have a hard time thinking about other people. The only reason that we think about other people is because the Creator is inside us, changing things. But we are all about ourselves. Do we ever realize that the chemtrails of the geoengineering project, and it's got 1,000 other names, cloud seeding, we can go on. Do we ever think about what else is being affected besides our bodies and being sick? What about our animals? What about our horses, our dogs, our cattle, our sheep? And where are those chemicals going? Let's use cattle. If the cattle are breathing this in, where is the chemical going? Inside their body, we cut the cattle up, we eat the cattle, and then we have the chemicals of one way or another, or double. We have them from breathing them in.
Uh-huh.
And we have them from eating the cattle or the sheep or whatever. So they've got this tagline, and it's not like you're going to get these chemicals on you or in you and die. You're just going to have a slow death. And that's what they want, because if everybody has a slow death, they can basically take all of your money and drain it.
That's right. They can make money on your demise.
Because insurance changes all the time. Okay, well, you'll have this coverage and you're this coverage. And then you find out you have XYZ at the hospital and they say, oh, we can't cover that. Or we can't give you the test to find out what you've got going on because we don't want to spend a lot of money. And it's I remember when we were forced to buy insurance in California for cars. I remember the day. I thought, this is corrupt. Well, you need to protect yourself. The only thing it protected was the government. Insurance became very expensive. It was forced by the government. You got a ticket if you didn't have it. I remember those days. And it's just like you drive 55, saves lives. Well, then what's the speed limit right now in California? 70 miles an hour. So I guess that 55 saves lives just went right out the window. They basically made a statement right there saying, we don't care about you, or we're lying to you, one of the two.
Well, Sammy Hagar, I think, changed all that when he wrote the song, I Can't Drive 55. So we can blame him. Of course, no one in California state government would ever do anything corrupt.
No. They're sweet as pie. Gavin, he's going to run for president because he's such a sweet and wonderful and pure-driven guy. But,
isn't it funny about Gavin? He goes up for recall, massive recall signatures, and he's running against a really good guy in Larry Elder, guy I really like, and he gets 2/3 of the vote. What an amazing man. I'm sure glad there's no such thing called voter fraud.
I'm sure glad there's no such thing called corruption, because otherwise we'd be in trouble. We'd have presidents like Barack Obama. Like Biden.
What would we do with a man who is president whose half-brother is the head of ISIS weaponry and finance, and he's not even a citizen, yet he became the president to fundamentally transform America? God, what a bunch of conspiracy theorists would ever think of such a thing.
I know. It's funny is they always blame the conspiracy theorists. And it's like, no, get rid of the theorist bullshit. Might have to cut that out. But get rid of the theorist and just go with conspiracy, which is a plot to commit a crime.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what's going on with conspiracy, is a plot to commit a crime. So with this being said, the biggest crime probably in the world is happening right before our faces. If you have any kind of Christian background, it's like the days of Moses. We are definitely being chased by the Pharaoh. And there comes a time where the waters need to part. And we have not seen waters part yet. And you know, whether the story is true or not, we need hope. You lose your hope, you lose your life.
Yes.
Just that simple. You lose your hope, you lose your life. So you say, and prepping is good, but this is my opinion again. I'm not trying to teach or whatever. Prepping is good, but you can get carried away in prepping, and you can lose your balance. Because that's what they and them want you to do, prep. They want you to prep for what's maybe going to happen, maybe not going to happen. Because remember, they're supposedly in control. But I don't think they're fully in control. I just don't. I think that whole system is about ready to crumble. They're calling on their seers to – and there are seers. They're calling on their seers to say, hey, help me out here. What do we do? We wanted to do this, this, and this, and it didn't work out, so what are we going to do? And the people that are in charge of our country right now don't have a clue how to run it at all. And the people are, you know, what do you say, the Indians are getting nervous. The people are waking up and saying, hey, something's wrong. Something's very wrong. So... and they want it to go a certain way. That they want that to go a certain way, too. They want that to be riots in the street. I will not be a part of a riot in the street.
Yeah, but unfortunately, there are a lot of people released from mental institutions that go to work for George Soros that do exactly that.
Yep. And I will not be a part of that because that's what they want. They've got nice, cool toys to play with so they can eliminate the people in the streets that go out like that. It's time to be Batman. It's time to sit back and pick your fight. And it needs to be done very smoothly and taking care of your family. You get these, I mean, that's not even counting what's going on with the vaccine. Oh my gosh, you know, so people are getting sick. And I think they've got another variant sitting in the cook shop ready to go.
What makes you say that? I have my thought on that too. What do you think?
What do I think? Why they have
about what makes you think there's another pandemic waiting in the wings?
Oh, because we just have to look at Shanghai. Shanghai is the what do I want to say? The startup and you look at some of the other cities in China, they're going through almost the same thing. I mean, places like Qingdao has been shut down now for probably 3 months. You can't mail. You can't go out to dinner. It's not as bad as Shanghai, where they completely have to be inside their house. But Shanghai, they have to be in their house, and then there's no food. It's not like the government's passing free dinners out.
Yeah, I hear you. The great doctor, Bill Gates, multiple medical degrees, has told us that a new pathogen is coming. It's more deadly and more contagious.
Yes. I wonder why he would know that, Dave.
He's friends with Fauci, and they do gain-of-function research. I mean,
well, could it be his foundation is a part of everything that's happened?
Well, yeah. You know what's interesting is, and I didn't know this till I investigated this a couple of days ago, that we're signing a treaty with the World Health Organization, illegal because it hasn't passed the Senate, which is required, but Biden's bypassing all that. And the World Health Organization will have complete control over everything medical, and Congress, the Supreme Court, and the President cannot override this once this goes into effect. And Bill Gates is behind it. He's created something called the Germ Team. Have you seen that?
No.
Yeah, and this Germ Team, part of it's having 3,000 social media investigators to keep people like you and I off of social media.
Okay.
Can't tell the truth.
Shut the people up shut the people up so we can do what we need to do.
Yeah, shut them up so you can kill them over time and profit from their demise.
You know, this is going to sound terrible, but I always play the tombstone theory. So they're going to come to my house and tell me you get a vaccine, and they're going to come to my house and say, you've got this, and your social score is this, and so we got to lock you up, and blah, blah, blah. Okay. All right. So that's what you have to do. Well, what I have to do is, if you step one step over this line that I drew right there, you take your life into your own hands. And the way I look at Tombstone is Kurt Russell basically tells the bad guy, he says, you know what, you might get me in a rush, but not before I split your head like a canoe. Yeah. So in other words, one of you are going to die or two of you are going to die because there's 10 of you outside. Which one is that? And it scares people because it's like, well, that could be me. You know, so are they going to come back with more? Yeah, probably. You know, as John Wayne would say in Big Jake, he's like, you must think I'm a real tough guy, you know, so because they bring so many people for one guy. I just think that we, you know, guns and ammo has never been my, I mean, I have them, but it's never been my avenue. My avenue has always been the creator, and miracles happen when miracles need to happen. And we need a miracle right now. Our country is that bad. We've allowed, and part of this is our problem, we've allowed the corruption to go on. We've allowed the people to do voting fraud. We've allowed the people to be in position. We don't care as long as we have two or three houses and drive a Mercedes. But all of a sudden those get taken away, then we get upset. Well, when we get upset, it's too late. So we've allowed a lot of this to happen. You know, people say Biden's running the country, and I would fully disagree with that. The man's lucky if he doesn't drool. So he's not making these decisions. Somebody else in the background is telling him to make these decisions.
We know who it is. It's Obama and Susan Rice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When Barack Obama stepped out of play, I knew that man was going to stay in. He's been planned. He's a jumper out of Mount Shasta. So, I mean, he's a player, you know. Whether you call him Barack or you call him Barry, it doesn't make a difference.
You know, I did a deep dive on his background. And his mother actually worked for Geithner's father at the Ford Foundation, which is a big PSYOP, Manchurian Candidate training area for foreign agents. There's a real good chance Obama was there when he was 8, 9, 10 years old with his mom. And there's a real good chance he's a Manchurian candidate. And Ronnie, I'm not saying that for hyperbole purposes.
No, he's, well, like I said, he was a part of the Jumper Mars program out of Mount Shasta. And
yeah, tell us about that.
Well, I don't go there very often because people think I'm loony, but I've interviewed multiple people that saw him, knew him. His name's Barry Satoro.
Yep.
That's why he's basically, he was born in Kenya. He was not born in Hawaii. And he was a jumper, and the jumpers are like, you get in this room. I don't want to say room, I'm describing it, but like an elevator, but it's bigger than an elevator. The doors shut, and don't know the exact sequence, and probably won't know for a while. The doors open, and he's in Mars, and it's blacker than the Ace of Spades. And some come back, and some don't. There's life on Mars. We'll put it this way. There's life on Mars, and there's plenty of oxygen.
Yeah, there was a recent announcement, and then they killed it in the media quickly. A debris field was discovered on Mars.
Yep.
Yeah, not a natural debris field, a debris field. Pretty interesting stuff. I've heard the same story, and I think what you're probably referencing is some kind of Stargate technology.
Yes, but I struggle going there because people go, oh, my God, Ronnie's watched way too many movies.
We have movies. Stargates. Listen, I talked to Greg Evenson, and late Greg Evenson, and he was very well connected, and he told me what other people told me. Everything you've seen in science fiction is here. It's happening.
Yep. Well, that's the prep. You know, what was the movie? I'm not a super movie hound, but there was one with basically showing you they were predicting a crime before it even happened.
Oh, yeah. The Minority Report.
Yes.
Pre-crime.
And they would just by certain things they did. And that movie just really tweaked me because they can set you up so easy. They can make you look like you're a certain person. They can make you look like you're a drug addict. They can set it all up. Your friends are this. This is this. I mean, they do it all the time.
Well, it's interesting you brought that Minority Report up for pre-crime. We have that now. It's called AI analysis of you, and I've been told by NSA people that they keep a massive algorithm on everybody, and they have different scales they measure you on. It's all done by artificial intelligence. And they listen to you, you know, through your computer, your TV, every keystroke you make, thanks to the Patriot Acts 1 and 2. And they actually have scores for people on scales, different scales, and an aggregate score. And I said, for what purpose? And to a person, and I've heard this from three of people that are in a position to know, they said, well, one day this score will be determined who lives and who dies. And what's interesting, in the World Economic Forum, in Klaus Schwab's book, he actually talks about you'll have a social credit score and you'll compete with other people for privileges. The higher the score, the more privileges you get.
Right.
So very similar. And so there you go, Ronnie. It's AI, and they brag about it. We know you better than you know you. That's Harari, his top assistant for Klaus Schwab. He says that.
That's their fear tactic. Let me tell you something. Do you know what a dangerous man is? A dangerous man is somebody that doesn't care anymore.
That's true.
So in other words, when you come to me and say, we're going to kill you or we're going to lock you up, you know, it's almost you have to use the Clint Eastwood line, you know, make my day. Because here's the thing. When I don't care anymore, I become very dangerous. You know, and this is where what they don't want. They don't want people to lose their care. Because think about it. I'm using these lines out of movies to show you how much we've been prepped. The Joker says, "You have nothing to scare me with." Okay, so he's telling the Batman, "You have nothing over me, nothing to scare me with." So once we lose the fear of what they're doing to us or going to do to us, and think about this, and I've said this on many broadcasts, how many people are in the United States? We're going to say roughly right now 330 million people. How many of those 330 million people are in positions that can make things happen that are very, very corrupt? Half? Would it be 165 million? Would it be 10%? 33 million? Or would it be something like more like 1 or 2%? And that's probably on the high end.
Yeah, I got a feeling on this. You know, I was one of two people that independently did a deep dive on the Arizona audit fraud. The election was a fraud. The investigation was a fraud. And let me tell you what I discovered. China and George Soros controlled what happened in all the swing states, and the mechanisms for stealing the election were the same. But here's what I really learned. It's the pyramid of control. At the very top of this pyramid, these people know exactly what they're doing and who they're serving. But as you filter down, there's minor rewards that you get on Friday if you play along and go along. And then there's the fear of, I don't want to buck the system, because the system, if it's used against some other people, can be used against me. So it's kind of a hold you in check mentality. But I found there was like a pyramidal structure of power where people at the top really understand it. But the farther down you go, the control mechanism's in place, but they don't really know who they're serving. They just know they're getting rewards. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And the people on top are not 2 million people. There's very few on the very, very top lines. And the one thing that they and them are very good at is they make sure that they control you with fear. Lines like this. We're not going to kill you. We're just going to kill your family. And it's all, you're going to realize how powerful we really are when they all die.
Yeah, that's true.
And the person says, okay, what do you want me to do? We need you to vote this way. We need you to do this. We need you to turn your head over here. We need you, whatever those special deals are, they need those people to do that. And this is something where, again, fear. What if those people stood up and said no? Boy, there'd be a lot of families that have to die. And are they going to die? I don't know if we have that many snipers.
Well, the one thing I would say is there comes a point when the threats become meaningless because they can no longer be enforced on the scale that's needed. I totally agree with what you're saying.
Yes.
And I don't think we've reached that critical mass yet. But See, we do shows like this. We start approaching that critical mass. So, Ronnie, you're going into new areas in your life.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you looking at anything business-wise? Because I think you got a lot to offer.
Yeah, I am looking at business-wise. I'm actually in the midst of building it right now. I'm not sure when I'm going to be on the runway flying the jet, but definitely getting it loaded. I'm going to be doing plant food, and it's from the sea. It's organic, but it's not certified organic, because that's a whole nother two-hour show. But it's organic, and the biggest thing is the plants. So what I do is I mix up, and this is like mixing up a teaspoon of one product and mixing up a teaspoon of another product, mixing the same 1 gallon with pure water, clean water. And you spray the plants. So I decided to do my own little test, you know, because you can go off of what somebody says, but are they telling the truth? And, you know, animals don't lie, plants don't lie. You know, people unfortunately lie. So I buy two plants, and they're about the same size, and I would take the plant food and I would give it to the scrawny one, you know, that might have an inch less height or a little less color or whatever. And then I'd spray one and leave the other. 2 days, came back, 20% growth on the one.
Wow.
20%.
This sounds really promising. We're going to have to do a show on this because, unfortunately, we only got about 30 seconds left. But this is really interesting to me. In fact, talk about serendipity. I had YouTube on this morning, and I was watching a health conference with people with medical backgrounds, but they were more into the alternative, you know, food's more important than big pharma kind of deal.
Yes.
And they were talking about the way you prepare your food, cooking and combinations, and I'm hearing some of those elements here. You're going to have to come back and do a show on this. That's absolutely fascinating. But Ronnie, unfortunately, we're just about out of time, and I wanted to thank you for coming on, and I'm going to schedule for a follow-up because I want to do detail on this and what you have discovered. I think it's fascinating. But our guest, ladies and gentlemen, has been Ronnie McMullen, and as you heard, we're going to have him back to talk about this really novel concept. Ronnie, thanks so much for joining us. Fascinating hour.
Thank you so much for being a guest. Letting me be a guest.
You're welcome. Talk to you later.